Ours to Protect, a climate and environmental program on WLR with Clodagh Walsh.
A recent Environmental Protection Agency study showed that 95% of people in Waterford are very worried about climate change, but only 15% feel inspired to become active in taking action. Opening the Waterford 2040 exhibition, the Mayor of Waterford, Councillor Joe Conway, said in thinking about climate change and our city's future, it was important for people in Waterford to feel that they can take action when it comes to climate change.
As we think about our city's future, we need Waterford people not only to care about climate change, but to feel like they can take action too. We grow to understand to a greater degree the world by telling stories about it. And stories are not just verbal mechanisms. They are stories, as you know, can be told in many, many media, such as craft and art, words themselves, music, poetry, and all of these things help to share our experience. Climate change is undoubtedly the biggest challenge of our generation. And yet, I think we really have to come to grips with the reality of it. Change means for us here locally that we haven't told the story of what climate change and taking climate action will mean for Waterford, and that is what our exhibition, My Waterford 2040, is hopefully going to do.
Lots of artists and groups came together to tell the story of what a carbon neutral future in Waterford might look like. Among them, the Waterford Sustainable Living Initiative, Waterford Youth Art Critics, Garter Lane Studio Artists and the Walton Institute at SCTU, which facilitated 12 people to create stories of fabric and light. And the workshop participants focused on the themes around climate action, and one of those who took part was Helen Wall.
There was a tank with water, let's save the rainwater. There was one with a fisherman in a boat. There was quite a lot of different ones, and we put these tiny lights in them. So they start off very slow, one light here, one light there, just to show how slow it can be, you know, if we all step back and look at things. And then it starts to speed up. And just before the end then, it gives out an SOS call. It's a light that just SOS, SOS, help us. I think we're all actually very aware now of what's happening in the world. You know, there definitely is something wrong somewhere.
Climate Action Coordinator for Waterford, Gráinne Kennedy, spoke on behalf of the Central Library Knitting Group. The Irish and Ukrainian knitters created a huge craft piece showing the changing climate and its impact on Waterford.
We talk in the news about 1.5 degrees and 2 degrees and all this kind of thing, and it's all very sciencey language when it comes to climate change. But what does that look like and what does it mean for people? So we took, these are the average temperatures in the world. So if you take the Arctic and the Antarctic, and then the middle of the world, this is the average temperature across in 1 year. So you see here, they're all different colours, but there's a range here. And this is to show the pattern and how we've seen things change. And when we look at climate change, we look at periods over 30 years and we kind of say, okay, in Ireland, we expect the weather to be like this or whatever. And this kind of large piece is showing the change over the last while. But not only that, the knitters then, the knitters mostly, and crocheters as well, talked about the different stitches and what is important and what are the things that we want to protect. So we have the honeycomb stitch, we have the basket stitch, we have the moss stitch, all these wonderful pieces to talk about how our nature is so precious to us, and we talked about these things as we went along. And then of course to remind ourselves of different things that happened in those years, we have news stories from around Waterford. My favourite is the Waterford Council buy a snowplough in 1963. That was big news, guys. But now the thing is, how do we prepare for the future? But also, how do we get people excited for the future that we may have? I'll be taking this with me as I go around the county to talk to people about climate and what it actually is, because, you know, sometimes we can't really see the difference. Whereas this is a very, you know, true thing that we can all see, and it's a beautiful thing, and I'd really like to thank the knitters and the crocheters for it.
Artist Kathy Burke has created six pieces where she imagines what a day in her life would look like in Waterford 2040.
Beginning with breakfast at home, I wanted to portray the idea of growing your own or buying locally, commuting slowly down the quays. I have our smiley clock tower here, using renewable energy sources. I had this lovely idea for maybe replacing the orangery with some wind turbines. So anybody who can do that, maybe you could put it on the list. Rewilding our green spaces in Waterford. I just would love to see more of our natural plants being introduced to the green spaces in the city. I can imagine eating in the park surrounded by bluebells and stuff. Instead of shopping online, to encourage swapping in the community, whether it's skills or objects or clothing, ideas. And I could love, I just imagine it to be in Ballybricken, where we could all kind of get together and trade ideas and things. And then finally, it's an upcycling moment that I'm trying to teach myself how to sew, so I can see myself maybe taking some stuff that I've traded up in Ballybricken and making a lovely dress out of it.
And there we have it. A taste of what's on offer in the Central Library. Waterford 2040, a carbon neutral future. The exhibition runs until the 13th of November. That's it for this week. Talk to you again next Wednesday for more Hours to Protect.
Hours to Protect, brought to you by WLR, the IBI, and funded by Comisión na Mban with a television licence fee. Check out hourstoprotect.ie and WLRFM.com for more info.